Now, why do hackers plant viruses? What kind of guys are these? We visited computer columnist John Dvorak to learn more about the psychological profile of the virus hacker.
They're young, they're mostly male. They probably like pizza and Coca-Cola. You can probably find them at a 7-Eleven. And they probably have weird hours, you know, they stay up real late.
That may sound like the description of a typical teenager, but beware, because it may also be the picture of a typical computer hacker. According to the Computer Virus Industry Association, some 60,000 PCs across the country are infected by viruses every month. Hackers try to infiltrate the systems for a variety of reasons. For some, it's just a practical joke. Others may have a score to settle with a former boss. The real reason may be a whole lot simpler, but just as harmful.
There's two things that make people create viruses. One is some peer group pressure. They're in a group that does this kind of stuff. The other one is boredom, because they, you know, maybe if these people were employed, and actually there are some people who are employed that create viruses, and there's just a cheap thrill of doing it and seeing what happens to your creation. It is a little bit like graffiti art in that regard. You know, throwing something up on the wall and then taking off before the police catch you. You know, it's not your wall. It's just typical, mostly young guys that are kind of bored.
But the hacker's boredom may have made users more careful.
Actually, it may help encourage users to make backup files. Most people do not back up their computer. That's a known fact. I mean, you know, the old joke is I back up my computer once a year, whether it needs it or not. The fact is you should be backing up more often, and maybe viruses will encourage people to do that. I hope so.
For the Computer Chronicles, I'm Maria Gabriel.